Just actor, this is irritating on Beverly Darroch. Darroch is D. D as in David. Darroch. Darroch. Beverly. 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 Darroch is Darroch. D as in David. R as in Robert. Date of birth is 9/16/1949. Date of visit is 6/14/22. Please make a copy of this for Dr. David Yoon. 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 David. David. MD. Next line. Dear David, thank you for sending Beverly Darroch for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a this is a six. I'm sorry. This is a 72-year-old female who has a past history of DVT. Treated with anticoagulation. For over 6 months. Had recently discontinued the Eliquis in April this year, and had no further issues with DVT, but does have episodes of leg edema, particularly on the left leg, but denied significant shortness of breath, chest pains, wheezing, or hemoptysis. Period. The patient was recently, however, sent for a CT. CT chest with contrast on 4/13/22, which showed no evidence of pulmonary embolism, but showed airspace infiltrates in the medial segment of the right middle lobe and a streaky opacity in the lower lobes. And the right pulmonary artery was moderately dilated. Period. The patient was then sent for a follow-up chest CT on 5/11/22, and it showed patchy posterior pulmonary parenchymal opacities in the lower lung zones. And these findings were new when compared to a prior study. And the right mid lobe pulmonary infiltrate had decreased in size. And there were no new pulmonary nodules or effusions or pneumothorax. The mediastinum showed no enlarged lymph nodes. There were patchy subpleural pulmonary parenchymal opacities, which may suggest atelectasis or resolving consolidation. The patient states that she has an occasional cough, but no wheezing, no fever, such as, and denies any hematosis, and no nausea, vomiting, or aspiration. She does, however, have some gastroesophageal reflux disease and is on protonics. Next paragraph. Can you also mention? The patient was then treated with a course of Zithromax and subsequently one course of Bactrim since she had a UTI. Next paragraph. Paracystry includes history of tubal ligation, tonsillectomy, history of gastroesophageal reflux, and she denies hypertension, diabetes, or heart disease. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient has no history of smoking, denies significant alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies, no drug allergies listed. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of breast cancer. And the father died at an elderly age. Next paragraph. Review of symptoms. The patient denies fatigue, fever, or weight loss. She has no glaucoma, cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. No urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. She has no asthma, coughing, or shortness of breath. No abdominal pains, but has heartburn, no diarrhea, or constipation. She has no calf muscle pains, but has mild leg swelling. And she has some joint pains. Denies depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. And she denies headaches, seizures, numbness of the extremities. No skin rash or itching. Next paragraph. Medication list, protonics 40 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this elderly, moderately overweight white female, was alert and in no acute distress, no pallid sign of the citrus peripheral edema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure. Blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse is 76, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 203, saturation 97. HGNT abnormal phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with essentially clear lung pills, no wheezes or crackles. Heart seems regular, asthma and estro, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, mild varicosities, edema, 1+ of the left leg, there's no cap tenderness, home and sign is negative. Reflects of the OnePlus with no gross motor deficit. Screen and lens are grossly intact. Skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Bibasal pulmonary infiltrates. Etiology. Undetermined. Possible resolving atypical pneumonia. Number two is basilar atelectasis. Number three is reflux. Gastroesophageal reflux disease. Number four, history of DVT and possible pulmonary emboli. And number five, rule out pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, plan the patient has been advised to get a pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. And she was advised to use an incentive spirometer every 3 hours. Get a CBC, BMP, ANA, SED rate, and RA factor. And also advised to start on Ceftin 500 milligrams BID for 7 days. A 2D echocardiogram to be done. And she was advised to use a Ventolin inhaler, 2 puffs PRN, and come back for a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Or earlier if necessary. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. David Yoon, YOONMD. Thank you.